A long chapter in the history of rock music criticism came to a close today with Jane Scott's What's Happening column in the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Today's column tracks the whereabouts of such performers as the country duo Brooks and Dunn, Dwight Yoakam, and such lesser-known acts as Rob Zombie, The Dictators, The Gaza Strippers, and many others. Jane Scott is retiring after decades of writing about rock music at the youthful age of 82. Jane Scott, why retire now? You must just be getting the knack of this thing.
You're right about the knack. Sometimes you wonder, really, why, especially with hip-hop and things. Why, actually, all of a sudden I realized I was there 50 years on March 24th. And so that I decided, well, maybe this was a good time to just sort of wrap it up a little bit.
Well, tell us how you got involved in writing about rock music.
Well, I always loved music. I used to have a little wind-up Victrola back in the 30s, and I put on records that I'd get there. And so that music was my thing. And then the Beatles came here on September 15th of 1964. And, of course, I went, and I was astounded, absolutely astounded at the reaction there. I've been doing a young adults column for high schoolers and trying to get them interested in doing things for their school. And all of a sudden, I realized where their heart was. And they were just absolutely so exuberant. And I realized that for the first time, they've had their own thing.
You're saying it was theirs, generationally.
Generation-wise.
And it wasn't your generation, though. You were writing about them from an older generation.
I was in the big band generation, and before the big band. I mean, the first song I ever loved was I Sent For You Yesterday, and Here You Come Today. And that was by Jimmy Rushing. It was with Count Basie. And I loved it because it had that Here You Come Today. It had that pound in it. Mm-hmm. But actually, that was a little bit of a rock feel. I didn't realize it at the time.
And when you check out groups with names like the Gaza Strippers or Rob Zombie, you still find it enjoyable, even if it's a different kind of music?
Well, actually, they're all interesting. And I feel if you like music, there's something good about everything.
But is there any genre of pop music, from hip-hop or techno music or whatever, anything that you say, that I can't deal with, that I don't
like? Well, I'll be honest, I'm not so much into tech.
I read somewhere that you never really panned a performance in all these decades.
Well, I pan them, but what I do is I try to find among the panning, you know, even some of you don't like, there's always something good about them. After all, we're all God's children, right? And we all express intelligence and things like that.
Yeah, he didn't say we had to make music, though.
No.
No. You've met Bob Dylan, I gather.
I just met him once, and I tried all those years to meet him, you know, and wrote. But finally, one day at the palace, I was there, and the girl came up to me from the office there and said, hurry, hurry, hurry. So I followed her in, and there was Bob Dylan in a room. And I was just dumbfounded. I didn't even know what to say. I just stood there with my mouth open. I finally asked him about his new album. That's always safe, isn't it? And then when he left, he kissed me on both cheeks and left. And then I understand from one of the men that was there that I didn't hear it, but he said that he dedicated a song to me. So that was kind of nice. But I never met Elvis Presley. That's my one failure. I tried calling, everything. And my theory is that if we had gotten to him, he wouldn't have died that early.
Well, after a half century of writing about rock and roll and all kinds of other kinds of popular music, say the three best rock songs in your mind, the three that you like the most, what would they be?
Well, I love Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark, and I've told people that is not a happy song like Fred Astaire's song. It's about not getting started, and I like Satisfaction. I don't know, because it has a good beat to it. Keith Richards wrote that in Clearwater, Florida, of all places. My family lived there once, but I was surprised he wrote it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Beatles song. I like Yesterday and other songs that they did. And I like Lyle Lovett and his music. And I like the Doobie Brothers' Blackwater. Hmm. Do you like that? Because it has a beat to it. And when I was at it Blossom Music Center, our big outdoor place. And I noticed that everybody seemed to join in on it. It was just as though we all were one. Hmm. It's that feeling you get in rock when it just clicks with the audience and the people. And there's a love there that you can't describe, but it's there. And it gets and it makes you come back, just like, you know, getting a good score in golf or something. You come back, you know.
Well, Jane Scott, thank you so much for talking with us about your career writing about rock and roll, and good luck in retirement.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. I love it.
Jane Scott, who turns 83 in May, has written her last regular What's Happening column for the Cleveland Plain Dealer this week.